any more questions on that one, or is that answer?
Well, I was just reading, I've just been reading different repetition Deleuze. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about your work relating to it. Not that I can formulate it in
yeah.
now, but...
You know, I've never, I don't know a lot of Deleuze outside of his work with Guattari. And I've been reading mainly the feminists. Irigaray, I never say her name properly, and Six Sioux to some extent. I teach Three Steps in the Ladder of Writing, which is why I adore that text to teach it. It's very ungrammatical. And I used to like early Kristeva, Powers of Horror especially. The later Kristeva and the Return to the Mother and all that business doesn't move me terribly. I mean, I just don't find it useful. And I, you know, lately I really question her version of jouissance. I thought we were talking about theorists. the work of Teresa de Laurentiis, I like. I'm sorry. I have a very black sense of humor. Bad girl. But the work of Teresa de Laurentiis, right now, I'm just reading Irigaray all the time, and Judith Butler on Irigaray. I have to do a piece on gender, so I'm going to run that very first section of This Sex, which is not one, the Alice in Wonderland business. I want to run Judith Butler's reading on that, and then go back to the actual Alice in Wonderland and find gender in the two things. So that's what I'm reading at the moment, is that kind of stuff. And I like De Laurentiis' redo of Freud a lot. You know, and re-looking at the imaginary through that stuff. Anyway, gobbledygook, get me started on this and I'll blab away.
Well, I'm kind of interested in that issue, like your sort of relationship to feminism.
Well, which feminism?
I mean, I guess that's part of the question, like, where are you?
I mean, in the early days, you know, you could say what one was. Now I think there's so many feminisms that, just to say, is one a feminist? I would be shocked if any woman in the world said she wasn't a feminist, except insofar as she thought feminism equaled separatism. That I'm always really curious. My students, you know, when I talk about feminism, sometimes they go, "Oh my God!" And I mean, I'm looking at every Pierce Dyke in the world, and they're going, "Me a feminist?" And I said, "Well, excuse me, please." And they say, "Well, we're not ugly, and we don't wear khakis." So I say, no, you're not ugly and you don't wear khakis. So, you know, there's feminism and feminism. I never know what people are going to mean by it, right? I think not only as women, as people, all of our lives have been changed by feminism. You know, it's like, to my mind, one of the main revolutions we've seen, and it's a really nonviolent revolution. It's something that's changed all our lives. You know, so, you say, do you relate to it? How could anyone not relate to it? We live in culture.
I guess I'm just curious, like, where you locate yourself in that. Which is sort of what you're addressing.
I'm not brilliant at locating myself. I can tell you what I'm working on, and yeah. I work with a lot of the writing that came out of France. For some reason, I have this real, you know, whatever, draw towards French writing, and which includes French theory. Especially for the last 3 years with the work of Irigaray. Right. I mean, I have trouble with Alain Six Yu's work, though some of it I adore. There are a number of theorists in this country I work with, and this isn't just feminists. I'm very close to people called Arthur and Mary Louise Croker, for those of you. They're very, very close friends. Stephen Fall. These are my closest friends. I work with C Theory, which is the Croker's magazine that's on the web. I work with a lot of cyber people. It's not just feminism, but that's, you know, I'm greatly, great admirer of Donna Haraway, though it's a little out of what I understand. I'm kind of a science dope, but, you know, there's a woman named Sadie Plant I'm going to meet, who I'm very anxious to meet, who did a book on the Situationists. She's English, and she works with a guy. Anyway, I can go through names, but this is, you know, these, I guess if I have to see myself, I even see myself in terms of work. You know, who am I working with? It doesn't mean I have to know them, but, you know, where am I working? What am I reading? And it I don't think we live all one life. I think we all live lots of lives. You know, and at the moment, you know, this is what I'm doing. And I've done other things. You know, I've worked with poets. I've worked with, you know, changes all the time.